Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit. Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves update studio, only one home game remains before the Calder Cup playoffs, and your Chicago Wolves are battling for the division title. They host Charlotte this Saturday at 7. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The White Sox open a series in Cleveland this afternoon. James Shields opposes Carlos Carrasco. First pitch a little over an hour from now. Game 2, Cubs and Dodgers, is tomorrow. They both have the day off today, obviously. And John Lackey faces Brandon McCarthy. Pregame here on The Score starts at 6. MLB now in Detroit. Tigers leading the Twins 2-0 in the 7th. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They close out the regular season tomorrow night when they host the Nets. A win over Brooklyn will clinch a playoff berth. Now, Miami takes on Washington tomorrow. If the Heat win, the Bulls lose. Miami will move on into the postseason. In hockey, the Blackhawks open their playoff run on Thursday at the UC against the Nashville Predators. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head for higher ground. Head for Twin Peaks. Are you hiring? Well, join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 6 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers, right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Maddie, thank you very much. This hour of Bernstein and Goff is being brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Regulator! Mount up! We're caught!
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Once a week, the boys get the opportunity to talk with Matt Miller about what's going on in the NFL and what is going on with the draft. He joins us now on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run Inn in Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. I'm Lawrence Holmes sitting in for Dan Bernstein. Jason Goff is here, as he always is. And now Matt Miller joins us here on The Score. Hey, Matt.
How's it going, guys?
Thanks. It's good.
Thank you for being had, my friend. A couple of weeks away from the draft here. So we're seeing some names move around a little bit. And Mr. Mahomes, the Texas Tech air raid quarterback, is skyrocketing up the draft boards. Is something happening behind the scenes that is forcing this, or are GMs moving him around as a smokescreen?
You know, I remember back in, I want to say it was November, I texted GM and was like, you know, if you operate under the idea that every quarterback in this draft needs developed, why wouldn't you just take Patrick Mahomes first among quarterbacks and develop him because he has the best tools? And you know, at the time he was like, well, he's not in the draft yet. I can't really talk about him. But I think there's always been a lot of intrigue with Mahomes because of the athleticism, the arm strength, the IQ, and, you know, obviously the athletic bloodlines with his dad having played in the major leagues. And I think it's just that time of year where more of that news kind of gets out a little bit. Now, I don't think Mahomes will be drafted in the top 10, but he's probably going to go in that, you know, 12 to 27 range. And
wow.
I would say that's where he's probably like been slotted since January when he declared for the draft.
Matt, what's the danger of this period between the workouts and the combine and what teams do on draft day?
Well, I think right now is, you know, you're doing your final draft meetings, you're stacking the board, and I think right now is when teams are really susceptible to just being human, you know, and overthinking things or going away from the film. I've always felt like with the draft, you're at such a disadvantage because, you know, the last games were played 4 months ago. And so that's a whole lot of time to forget who's actually just a really good football player. And because, you know, all the testing times and the pro days and interviews, all that can kind of get in the way of it. So instead of, you know, using this time to, you know, kind of verify what you saw on film, I think a lot of teams can get excited with a Patrick Mahomes or like Obi Melifonwu, the safety from UConn, who no one talked about until the combine, you know. And those are the guys that scare you, are the ones that they weren't talked about in the season for being good football players. They're talked about now for being great athletes. And I think that's when you have misses in the draft. It's when you start to focus too much on what a guy looks like in shorts and a t-shirt.
I can't remember a time that we've had this little dissection and talk of a number one pick. I wanted to draft Myles Garrett 2 years ago before I knew he was eligible number one overall after I saw him in the first game of the season. But a couple of people now, a couple of former professional players have come out and talked about his lack of physicality at the line of scrimmage, questioning his love for football. He had the big write-up in ESPN on ESPN.com, I believe, yesterday. Are there enough questions being asked about Myles Garrett, or has everyone been answered?
I think they've all been answered. It's funny because I feel like when you're the number one pick in the draft or when you're a quarterback that's going to go in the first round, everyone like overanalyzes everything you do. There's not a defensive lineman in this class that I could watch 10 games of and say, man, he went hard every play. Like, it just doesn't happen. It's the nature of the position. Like, J.J. Watt might be the only guy in the NFL right now who goes hard all the time, and we make fun of him for it, you know? So it's like, I think with Myles Garrett, you get a lot of the same complaints that we heard with Jadeveon Clowney. And even going back to, you know, Mario Williams, like, okay, he doesn't play hard 100% of the time, but if you look at the amount of snaps that he played in the SEC, where those offenses are so quick, you know, and everything's spread. So, like, you don't get plays off when you're Myles Garrett. So are there some times where I would like him to maybe try harder? Yes. But I think you could say that about every defensive lineman in college football, that you just want to see a little more effort from them. But, you know, I remember watching, especially 2015, before he got hurt. I mean, he was playing, you know, high amount of snaps for a defensive lineman. So I don't worry about that a whole lot with Myles Garrett. If there is a weakness to his game, that is it. That it's that he's not like a killer out there. But he was probably able to coast a little bit on athleticism. The real question is, now that he's in the league, or once he's in the league, will you be able to light that fire and keep that motor running? And I think that there are a lot of motivations when you're a pro player that there aren't when you're a college player. One of them being money and the publicity of it all that are going to motivate a guy like that a little more.
The Bears are looking at the number three pick, and I know that some things are dependent upon what happens in front of them on who they'll take. There's a lot of different roads that they could go down, and none of them are bad necessarily. But what makes the most sense for them to do with the number three pick if they decide to keep it?
you know, there's a lot of disagreement out there about what the Bears will do. I still think, you know, we talked about this last week when I was on the show. I think defensive back makes the most sense. And, you know, you don't want to look at something like cutting Tracy Porter as like a, you know, an offseason changing move. But the corner position is so weak. And even with bringing a Mukamara and even with bringing Marcus Cooper in, which I'm not the biggest Marcus Cooper fan in the world, I think the corner is such a big need, especially with the, you know, Kyle Fuller has not lived up to that status as a number one pick. And I've heard for 2 years now that they don't like him and would love to move on there. So I think if it's Marcus Lattimore, even with the history of injuries, I know people have been afraid of that. He is a tremendous athlete, a shutdown level corner with ball skills, with instincts. He is the kind of player that is traditionally worth a number three pick. And I would say the same thing for both safeties, Jamal Adams and Lee Cooker, even though, and our good friend Greg Gabriel likes to say you don't draft the safety in the top five, but I also think that you just have to draft the best player available. It, normally a safety doesn't go top five, but if the best player is a safety, you draft him and you let him be a guy who can really set the tone and be a playmaker on defense. And I feel like Jamal Adams is worthy of that spot. I think Malik Hooker, as long as you're, you know, happy with where he's at recovery wise, you know, a free safety that's been compared to Ed Reed and Earl Thomas is worth a top three pick, in my opinion.
Who's dropped the most in the last couple of weeks or so?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I think Dalvin Cook.
I was going to say, it's your guy Dalvin Cook, isn't it?
And, God, I honestly, I swear to God, I hope he has a great NFL career just because, like, he has really just had a struggling process. And so has Jalen Tabor, T. Tabor, the corner from Florida. I mean, and now it comes out, man, it came out like 2 weeks after the pro day. He's like, oh, I had a hurt hamstring. Why the hell are you running a 40 if you had a hurt hamstring? Like, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe for a second that his hamstring was hurt, because if it was, no way he should have been out there running a 40. It's just very convenient that after you run a 4.76, you come out and say, oh, man, I hurt my hamstring. That's why I ran so slow. Like, that, I don't believe it for a minute. So those two guys are definitely, you know, falling down boards. And it might not be so much that they're falling. It's just that guys like myself are starting to get bad information from teams that say, hey, this guy was, you know, never rated as highly as a lot of people thought. The other one is DeShone Kizer, which, you know, 9 months ago we talked about him as maybe being a number one overall pick kind of guy if he had continued to develop. But, you know, I've heard a lot of things about immaturity, not being a great leader. His teammates don't have wonderful things to say about him.
Brian Kelly didn't do him any favors either.
Yeah, Brian Kelly didn't. I don't know that teams put a whole lot of stock in that, because I think he said what a lot of us had already said before, you know, that, like, yeah, man, these quarterbacks keep coming out early and they're not ready. So it would have benefited him to stay for another year. But I understand DeShone Kizer not trusting Brian Kelly to develop him. So I think that goes both ways for those two.
I know the draft is your purview, but I'm curious, what effect do you think the Tony Romo semi-retirement has on the rest of the league?
Well, I think if you're the Houston Texans, it affects you the most, because that, I don't know this for sure, but everything points to the fact that they were really counting on him ending up there somehow, some way, whether it was a trade or a signing after he was cut. So I think it affects them a lot. To the fact where if there's a quarterback at 25, like if Mahomes is there at 25, I think they draft him. I think they would probably consider Davis Webb at 25. I don't think that they are a team that would roll the dice on DeShone Kizer, but I think they're very much in the quarterback market. Otherwise, you know, like, I don't think this affects Denver. I don't think this affects Dallas. I think both teams are, you know, Dallas is obviously set at quarterback. Denver likes their two young guys. So I don't feel like the Romo story, like, trickles over to the draft as much as it might seem, because it was, you know, it was Houston or bust for him. So, and they would still have to get a young quarterback to groom behind him. So I think that the plans kind of stay the same.
Do you feel like what we've seen from Dak Prescott, what other things as far as development does he need to improve on? Because it's not like a guy comes in, he's just a great quarterback and is going to be for the, there's still development from year one, two, and two to three for most of those guys.
That's what's scary, right? Is that Dak could actually get better than he was, because I thought at the end of the year, like, he was playing really good football. you know, it's a cliche, but I think the game will slow down for him a little bit now. We'll start to see him make those second and third reads faster, make them more consistently. He's probably not going to rely on the check down to Jason Witten and Zeke Elliott so much. So I do believe that we'll see him, like, where he was at in that divisional playoff game. Like, I thought he played tremendously against Green Bay. So maybe we'll see him get back to that. And he didn't turn the ball over a lot, so that would actually be the thing. I bet we'll see his interception numbers go up because he starts to take more chances. And I would say the same thing about Jared Goff. Like, I want to see Jared Goff be more aggressive next year, and I think some of that will come from trusting his line and actually getting some decent receivers out there. But I think you got to take the gloves off a little bit and try to be more aggressive as a downfield passer. And you know, some of that comes with, you have to have a run game, you have to have an offensive line in front of you. But I would actually just prefer to see those two, you know, loosen it up a little bit and start to have some fun out there.
NFL draft and NFL expert Matt Miller joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Matt, Deion Jordan just signed with the Seattle Seahawks. I remember doing the draft show when I was in Atlanta, and when he was drafted number two overall, I was like, wow. You know, I didn't know what position he was going to play. I knew he came from a funky defense in Oregon and how skinny and slight and tall and slender he was and how it was going to translate. But there was also some other issues that he came along with as well. He's on his third now suspension for substance abuse, and he was injured all of last year. When we see cases like his and Randy Gregory's and some other guys, it's not a cautionary tale, because no kid in college is going to sit back and go, I'm not going to smoke this weed, or I'm not going to drink whatever this is, because Deion Jordan and Randy Gregory got in trouble for it. But what is to be learned by NFL GMs, agents, and players alike when they see things like this happen? Because if anything, it's a guy who's getting his third chance now as well.
Exactly. I was going to say, like, I don't know how much you learned from it, because the guy got paid and he's still getting chances. So, you know, it is difficult, because I think as players, you always think, I'm not going to get caught, so that's not going to be me. As agents, you always think, well, I can, you know, have a plan in place for my guy. So like Tim Williams from Alabama is probably the guy this year, or T. Tabor from Florida. They're probably the guys where you're like, okay, this past is a little scary. Like, we're a little worried about this. But the agent always thinks, I can put a support system in place that this isn't going to happen to my guy. And the team is always thinking the same thing, you know, like, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And we're going to have, you know, this guy's going to have a babysitter, basically, like Randy Gregory had in Dallas, which didn't work, obviously. But it, you know, talent says a lot. And it's funny, because that 2013 draft class, the Seahawks are like giving all these guys second chances. Like, Luke Jokel gets another shot. Deion Jordan, you know, they've picked up several of Arthur Brown, the linebacker, Eddie Lacy. They have four of like the big names from that 2013 draft now that they're really trying to give a second chance to. So, you know, it's kind of telling, you know, that if you're a first round draft pick, you're going to get a lot of chances to flame out. Like, you got to do something pretty bad to not get these second, third, and fourth chances.
And Christian McCaffrey, you said the Dalvin Cook stuff, but Christian McCaffrey is a guy who seems like he's rocketing up the draft boards as well at the running back position. Is he going to be used like a traditional running back, which it seems like he wants to be, or is he going to be used in a slot receiver kind of Percy Harvin kind of way, where he can be in the backfield like Randall Cobb every once in a while?
I think he's going to get moved around. You know, Sean Payton was quoted in Peter King's article Monday morning, and I thought it was really insightful, because he said that, you know, we would use him like Darren Sproles, or we would use him like Reggie Bush. Like, that's the way you use a guy like this. And like, fans might hear that and think like, well, that didn't work with those guys. But the NFL is so different now. Like, if Reggie Bush were coming out now instead of, you know, when he did way back when, I think he would be a much better fit, because we ask so much of the running back now. You have to be able to catch the ball. Hey, if you could be a return man as well, we would love that. I think that's where McCaffrey has great value, in that he can affect the game in so many ways. And he might be a 1,500-yard guy when it's all said and done, because he is tough enough to run between the tackles, but he's electric outside the hashes, and he's going to help you as a receiver. He can help you as a return man if you want him to. So he can be, you know, like an offensive weapon, not just we're going to put you, you know, behind the quarterback and you're going to run the ball 20 times. Like, I think that you have to think of him as more of a, how can we get you in matchups to make things happen kind of guy.
Matt, we appreciate your time. We know that this is a super busy time for you. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, you bet, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
That's Matt Miller. You can follow him on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. This is a great time. If you're on Twitter, that's a guy who you should be following, and you should be
getting yourself ready for the draft. The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule is presented by Four Winds Casino. The Cubs are off today. They take on the Dodgers tomorrow. The White Sox play in Cleveland. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by Four Winds Casino in nearby Southwest Michigan. For gaming, dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. Jay, we got to take a break, but when we come back, I heard something this morning. I heard a story that I heard a little bit of described in a way that I, about the Cubs and the postseason, that made me want to bring it to your attention.
All right.
And I wanted to get your opinion on it.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to play that for you next here on The Score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff throughout baseball season. Afternoons between 1 and 6 on The Score.
You're not promised to feel your best every time you go out there, but for me it boils down to just winning the ballgame and using the stuff you have on that day to get the job done.
Jake Arrieta with Bernstein and Goff. Keep listening for showtimes throughout the season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. As challenging a year as it's been for the Cavaliers, they look like they had everything under control as recently as 6 days ago when they went into Boston and they smashed the Celtics. They sent a message. We're still the defending champs. The East still runs through us. We're still the team to beat. At least that's the way it looked until they choked away a 26-point fourth-quarter lead against the Hawks and then another double-digit fourth-quarter lead last night against Miami. Now it's the Celtics who control their own destiny in the East, not the Cavaliers. Of course, the Cavs will tell you that the top seed really doesn't matter to them. The only people who say that are those who don't have the top seed. This is trending badly, and it's not just a bad game or a bad week. This is who the Cavs have been since the first of the year. No way they beat the Warriors playing like this, and they're no lock to get out of the East either. I'm Jim Rome.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Professional drivers, Schneider has started hauling freight on a new dedicated account in your area, but we're still ramping up for this large account and hiring great drivers like you. Freight is ready to haul, and you can still take advantage of the $10,000 limited-time sign-on bonus. But don't wait any longer. Up to $70,000 per year, weekly home time, and a predictable schedule. Get your sign-on bonus now and apply to drive on this new Schneider dedicated account at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not gonna say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
When this world seems complicated...
Did you hear that?
...confusing...
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
...and out of control...
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Woo! The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS Sunday.
The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Who think great-looking glasses should have great-looking prices. For those who think taking care of your eyes shouldn't cost you an arm and a leg. There's Four Eyes. It's the place.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
An instant.
It's Macy's One Day Mattress Sale.
Wednesday.
With the Preview Day Tuesday.
Get the lowest prices of the season.
From Sealy,
Serta,
Beautyrest,
Tempur-Pedic,
Stearns & Foster,
and more.
With Queen Mattress Sets
starting at $397.
Plus, get special financing
on a mattress purchase
of $499 or more
on your Macy's card.
Shop our stores.
Go to Macy's.com.
Or call 1-800-MACY-BED.
Savings off regular and sale prices.
Exclusions apply.
Subject to credit approval.
See sales associate for details.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
We gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Kelly Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
With better access to world-class medicine, stretching from Chicago to the suburbs and throughout Northern Illinois.
With better thinking, resources, and above all,
better physicians, nurses, researchers, and care teams working together to give our communities access to a better experience every single day.
So that when you or someone you love needs us, we'll be there.
Because what makes us better makes you better. Northwestern Medicine. Better. Visit us at nm.org.
This week on the Jake Brown Show.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Melly Mel here. How good does it feel to be going back around the world performing?
Yo, I feel very fortunate because we have songs that last and stand the test of time. You know,
that's
what I mean?
Hard to do. You guys have been doing it 40 years.
When we do a show, our show is a show for all ages. People being your kids. It's a real entertaining kind of show. Be having fun with the crowd.
Download and subscribe to the Jake Brown Show at Play.it and iTunes.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Jason Hayward, top of the 10th inning, a rain delay. You call a team meeting. Tell me why you did it, what was said.
I just had to remind them who they were. I just had to remind everybody who we are, who these guys are, what we've overcome to get here. Win or lose, we never worried about that. Approaching every day, beginning of every day, we never worried about win or loss. We just worry about how we're going to go out there, have fun, compete. Be right there for the guys next to us and not take the situation for granted. So I just had to remind them that, man, I'm proud of them. I say it all the time, but I'm proud of these guys.
Jason Hayward with a nice start to the season so far. Had a little hit streak going on. Has been hitting the ball hard. The exit velocity has been fantastic to watch, mm-hmm. considering what was going on last year. That was Jason Hayward talking about the meeting that he had during the rain delay that I think everyone knows about. Well, it turns out, Jay, and this is the Bernstein and Goff Show. I'm Lawrence sitting in for Dan. There was another meeting that went on involving Jason Hayward.
Okay.
And Joe Maddon. And I was driving around this morning listening to the Mully and Hanley Show, and they had Tom Verducci on, who wrote the book about the Cubs. So I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I wanted to play it for you and get your reaction
to it. I did not hear this.
This was Tom Verducci giving some insight into a meeting that happened a few games earlier between Jason Hayward and Joe Maddon.
Yeah, I love that story. It says a lot about Jason and about Joe because that was the 13-inning game against the Giants, and he still goes in there, shirt off. If you ever seen Jason with a shirt off, this dude's ripped.
Yep.
He's a good solid 245, 250. pretty intimidating walking into the manager's office to say you're not happy with not playing. That's his pride coming through, man. I know Bumgarner was starting that game, but Jason was said, listen, I want to help this team. And the way I can help this team is to get in a rhythm of playing in each game. Joe heard him. He wasn't upset. Joe Maddon told me he wasn't upset. He took it as any manager would, I think, that, I'll listen to you, but if I don't think that you're in the lineup because that's our best lineup, you're not going to be in there. But, of course, it kind of foreshadows, too, Jason taking the lead role in the meeting there for Game 7 because this guy does have tremendous amount of pride.
So that was on the Mullen Hanley show earlier today. It's kind of interesting that you had a guy who struggled last year. And his way to help the team is, I think, the way that he was deployed. It's one of the things that I thought Maddon got right about the postseason last year, that he didn't force Hayward into lineups just to force him there, that he found ways where his legs and his defense were the things that they needed, and that was the best part. I just thought it was interesting that Jay Hay went in there like, hey, man, I can still play.
Yeah, I still get a jersey. I got a glove. No, we often forget what makes these guys, whether guys are struggling or whether guys are on top of the world. You know, we want guys to be something else when they're either struggling or doing their best. These guys have gigantic egos and all the pride in the world and have OCD out of this world. You know, I'd love to see a write up on, you know, the actual clinical study of obsessive compulsive disorder and how many athletes can be diagnosed with it, because you don't practice as hard as these guys do. You don't do the same thing over and I don't give a damn how much you love something. After a while, it becomes monotonous. It doesn't become monotonous to these guys, and that's why they've made it past Pony League and made it past high school and made it past college and made it past the minors and now find themselves in the major leagues with hundreds of millions of dollars put away. This man signed up, what, 184, mm-hmm. I believe it was? You don't get $184 million by being sheepish. You don't get $184 million. Yeah, you got to be good. You got to have the skills. But those guys that we see fall by the wayside, I think, those are the guys who, you know, we talk about all the time, guys who don't want the ball. You see, whether you're in a pickup game, whether you're watching an NFL game and you see a guy go over the middle and know something's coming for him, the guys who don't want the ball, you understand their personality. You go, okay, that's just a guy that didn't want the ball. For years, Kevin Garnett was thought of as a guy who didn't want the ball when he was in Minnesota in the most critical times, and that's what separated him and Tim Duncan.
People foolishly said that about LeBron.
Right. Well, exactly. His fourth quarter numbers were what everybody pointed to, and then all of a sudden he took over, you know, finals after finals. But when you see a guy like Jason Hayward, it doesn't surprise me at all. Just because a guy's professional and knows what to say does not mean that he's turned into some punk. And excuse my use of the word punk, but I can't think of a better word right now. These guys don't
Herb.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to Ecknerwall. Not that kind of Herb. That's a magnificent Herb. But these guys don't all of a sudden turn into something else. You've done enough to get to that level. Sometimes guys don't know when they're struggling as much as they are, too. It's like, hey, I'm putting it together here. I'm getting it together. We'll talk about it a little bit more on the other side.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves update studio, only one home game remains before the Calder Cup playoffs. Your Chicago Wolves are battling for the division title. They host Charlotte this Saturday at 7. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The White Sox open a series in Cleveland this afternoon. James Shields opposes Carlos Carrasco, first pitch at 3:10.
I would have liked to have gone another inning. You know, that the inning kind of taxed me a little bit as far as pitch count and getting you up towards 100. And then with my spot coming up in the next inning. So, you know, it is what it is, build off it. It was definitely better, but worse compared to the first start.
That's John Lester. He went 6 last night, 4 hits, gave up 1 earned run with 7 strikeouts and a no decision in the Cubs' dramatic 3-2 win over L.A. Game 2, Cubs and Dodgers, is tomorrow. John Lackey faces Brandon McCarthy. Pregame here on The Score starts right at 6. MLB Now in Detroit. Tigers up 2-0 on the Twins in the bottom of the 8th inning. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They close out the regular season tomorrow night when they host the Nets. A win over Brooklyn will clinch a playoff berth. Miami takes on Washington tomorrow, and if the Heat win, the Bulls lose, Miami will move on into the postseason. In hockey, the Blackhawks open their playoff run on Thursday at the UC against the Nashville Predators. This scoreboard update is brought to you by State Farm. State Farm, here to help life go right. Pull off the perfect Easter celebration with Sam's Club. Start with smoked bone-in spiral ham at $1.98 a pound. Dress for the occasion with Easter dresses for under $16 or a classic diamond cross pendant for under $200. Find these savings online or at Sam's Club near you. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 6 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Maddie, thank you very much for the scoreboard update. We were talking about Jason Hayward going to Joe Maddon and saying, look, I can still help you. I think that your point is spot on, Jay, where it's interesting because if his public persona matches what happens behind closed doors, we might have a different view of Jason Hayward, even if he goes on to give that speech.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. Turn it on its head. We might not have a World Series winner here in Chicago, because if he's just a happy to be here, I'm a pro, I'll stay in my lane, Jason Hayward, and maybe he doesn't talk. Listen, you can try to quantify as much as you want about what that speech did to the guys and if that stirred them up or not. It seems like it did to a man, and maybe the rain delay did something, physically to some of these guys, that maybe they reset themselves, whatever the case may be. But if he doesn't give that speech because I'm going to do whatever is best for the team and sit in my corner here and try to pat guys on the butt instead of standing up and saying, hey, remember who the hell you are out here. There's a certain amount of, and we, for lack of a better term, we call it swagger. There's a certain amount of swagger that an athlete has to have, that he has to walk with, that he has to compose himself with. Sometimes it's false. But the ones that have that authentic swagger, that believe in themselves truly, and not when the lights are on, because some guys, as soon as the lights are off, just, it's a weight that they can't wait to take off. And I don't think that many fans can identify with it because of, the trappings of having that swagger as well. They have the things that come along with that swagger, whether it be the $15 million a year that you're getting, or the nice cars, the great house, or the beautiful lady on your side. Like, those are the things that come along with that. But you got to this point because you were the best kid on your little league team, and everybody knew it. And you worked your ass off, and you're the best kid in high school, and everybody knew it. And along with that, you get a certain vibe about you. People start to treat you differently. So when he's in this moment where he's having the worst season of his entire career, but in that moment, he can walk in with his shirt off, walk into the manager's office with your shirt off. Please believe there's a lot that goes into this, too. Like, you could have put a shirt on. But
they're right there.
Yeah, there are plenty of them right there. You can choose a dry fit one, a nice cotton one if you want. He walks in there with his shirt off for a reason and says, hey, listen, little man, I got to talk to you about something. There's a lineup that gets put out there every single day. My name needs to be in it some way, somehow. And if not, you need to slot me in somewhere in that sixth inning, seventh inning range so that when that ball is in the sky, I'm tracking it down. That's necessary. That's very necessary for your athletes. There's a lot of old school guys and girls out there who don't want their athletes to have that publicly. But when that winning happens, you are very, very happy that the winners had it.
I think that Jason Hayward probably did this perfectly, the way that he was behind the scenes and the way he was in front of a camera, in front of a microphone. I talked to him after game, after they clinched against the Dodgers. And he was talking about the importance of staying ready, yeah, wanting to be a good teammate, all of those things. Is there ever a way that someone could let their feelings be known publicly in a more demonstrative way and it be accepted?
These days, no. You think?
I'm wondering. Because I don't have the answer to this question. This is why I wanted to pick your brain.
Give it to me again.
Is there a way that Jason Hayward could have allowed the guy with the shirt off personality to be public, and it be accepted?
No. Maybe 25 years ago, 20 years ago. But now in the social media era that we're in covering sports and consuming sports, I found it funny. I used to argue with Dan and Terry about this all the time, how there, through this medium, there has been a transformation of where fans' allegiances have gone, where fans now have sided more with organizations and front offices more than players. Like it always used to be, the players are the ones getting, you know, taken for, you know, the McCaskey thing about throwing around, Hallis threw around nickels like manhole covers.
Yes.
And that kind of owners always be, it was always the common refrain of owners always being cheap and the players being the guy that I can relate to the most, because those billionaire owners that, you know, they're not like me. They don't eat in the same restaurants or go to the same car wash as I do. And as the money grew and as other things started to happen, guys are more public. And now, especially with you being a click away from maybe talking or being exposed in negatively or positively to your favorite athlete, now it's in an irretrievable place where the shirt off guy, if he comes out too often, especially with the season that he's having, that's not gonna fly.
Right.
You can't even say what could be some innocuous comment about the land you live in.
Right.
As a player anymore. So you better not ever step out of your lane where, you know, you start to get a little too spicy, a little too mouthy, especially if you haven't been
performed.
Well, no, especially if you haven't been known as that.
Right.
Like, you got to come out of the gate.
Yeah, that has to be who you are immediately once you get on the scene.
You cannot grow personality-wise. Everybody always talks about growth as if it's one way.
Mm-hmm.
You can grow another way, too. You can get tired of the BS and be like, you know what? Look at how many local athletes don't even talk to local media anymore. Remember what Brian Urlacher did when he cut off local media and started only going to Mike Silver, I believe it was?
Well, Jay Glazer.
Okay, yeah. Like, it used to be, this is how I talk to my local fan base. And now, guys don't even have to. Derek did it at the end of his run here. Guys don't have to do it.
And remember some of the stuff that Brian would say when he did talk locally, where he'd have some things for you about booing at games and whatnot.
See? And that's why I'm saying maybe mid-90s, shirt off Jason Hayward would have been a different style.
I like that we've created the character of shirt off Jason
Hayward.
Shirt off
Jay.
It's kind of like the Key and Peele sketch with
the
president.
Double cut shorty.
You know, like that's what it reminds me of now, that he's got Luther, his anger interpreter.
Shirt off Jason.
I love that idea. Someone's got to like comic book that. The folks over at Athleta, I bet you would be able to do that. That would be cool. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a guy who people love. His persona, you saw it on
Tannehill?
Well, yeah, but you saw it on display last night. Our buddy Jen Latta did a great feature on Anthony Rizzo. We're going to talk with her next here on The Score.
World champion Cubs manager Joe Maddon talks with a Spiegel and Parkin show tomorrow at noon on The Score.
Is it a reality that this year is going to always be looked at through the prism of last year's accomplishments?
By a lot of people, it will, as long as we don't. That's why I talked about being uncomfortable. That's why I'm talking about growth.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Brought to you by State Farm. Here to help life go right. And by Sam Adams. Pursue better.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
Hi, this is Addison Russell, shortstop for your world champion baseball team. Being a world champion has been an extraordinary experience in many ways. That's why I'm a customer at Audi Orland Park. They make the ordinary experience of buying a car extraordinary. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary at Audi Orland Park?
Our ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Audi Orland Park on 159th Street or OrlandParkAudi.com. That's OrlandParkAudi.com.
We are horoscope.
Libra, this is not the time to procrastinate. Something may come up later in the week that needs your attention. Scorpio, misunderstandings are easy to come by this week. Carefully choose your words. Sagittarius, an old problem presents itself in your new life. Capricorn, this is a great week to plan a vacation. Some heat and adventure can do you well. Aquarius, make yourself as clear as you can and that special someone will notice. And Pisces, make yourself indispensable at work. You need to stockpile those bonus points. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Booking down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I had to Heimlich you.
It was shrimp fest. I was tired of peeling.
TV's number one new comedy.
What does that smell?
My candle.
It smells like meatloaf.
Because it's a meatloaf candle.
Proves laughter is the best medicine.
Hey, honey, you want breakfast?
Thinking about going for a run.
Okay.
I thought about it. I'm going to have breakfast.
Kevin James in Kevin Can Wait. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
This week in 1877, a catcher's mask was first used in a baseball game. The first Olympic Games closed in Athens, Greece. This week in 1896. This week in 1910, Taft became the first president to throw out the first ball at a baseball game. The PGA was created this week in 1916. A boxing match was the first sporting event broadcast on radio this week in 1921. This week in 1947, Jackie Robinson became the first black player in the major leagues. Hank Aaron played his first game this week in 1954.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the World with Paulie Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
When you sit down with fighters more on a personal level.
They give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
70 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
That pregame ceremony, I wasn't expecting to get hit with that many emotions. It was amazing. When Big Jim told me today, he came in, he said, hey, you're going to raise the banner first and carry the trophy out. I was like, wow, that's like just an honor for me, for my family, to be part of this city for the really bad times when the new, you know, ownership got here and the really good times. It was a lot of emotions, and I was fighting back tears a lot.
Not a surprise. A to the Rizzo is kind of an emotional guy. The Chicago baseball game day schedule is presented by Cabela's. The Cubs are off tonight. The White Sox play in Cleveland. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by Cabela's. Cabela's Fishing Classic. New products, amazing deals. Your one stop before the water. Get 25% off all Rapala tools, lures, and tackle bags in-store and online at Cabela's.com. I'm Lawrence Holmes sitting in for Dan Bernstein. It's the Bernstein and Gall Show. Jay is here. We're hanging out. And I was like, you know, since we're doing a lot of Cubs stuff and we're talking about what happened yesterday, I saw a great feature on ESPN done by a friend of ours. Mm-hmm. And I said, I think she's still in the area. Why don't we see if she could come on the show and talk a little bit about
it? And she didn't even big time us.
She did not. And that sometimes happens, but not with Jen Latta. Jen Latta of ESPN joining us now here on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. The champs are back. Cheer them on at Home Run Inn in Wrigleyville, just blocks away from the park. It's funny that that read, Jen, is comparable to what was going on in your feature where Anthony's dad is hitting the drums talking about the champ is here.
Well, first of all, let's address the elephant in the room, which is a year ago, I legally had my name changed to Jen Big Time Latta.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Really breaking character here, guys.
Getting that four-letter network money and answering your second phone. That's all that is.
Just kidding. I'm super happy to join you guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got to spend a long period of time with Anthony Rizzo and his family, and what a great guy he is, which is telling the Chicago fan base nothing that they don't already know. But the opportunity to get to hang out with his mom and his dad and his brother, his extended family a little bit, some of his friends from his hometown, his girlfriend Emily as well, you really got to see this side of him. The way that I've been summarizing it is he's a reluctant superstar. He loves baseball, loves winning, hates losing, super competitive, and yet he's not all that sure about all of the fanfare that comes with being the longest member, tenured member of this World Series championship Cubs team.
What's Parkland, Florida, Anthony Rizzo like different from Chicago, Anthony Rizzo?
You know, I don't know that it's that different. I can tell you one story from our time down here that really stuck with myself and our producer, Jeff Osiello, on the piece. There is a sub shop just down the street from Anthony's home, just down the street from his high school. It's all really close proximity. And in there, as places tend to do, they have a smoothie named after the hometown hero, Anthony Rizzo. And so we had gone in there and talked to the people and said, hey, tomorrow we're going to be with Anthony driving around town, mic'd up, all access. Do you mind if we swing in and have him order a smoothie and you guys can kind of yuck back and forth at the counter about, you know, the kid, little Riz, who's made it big? And they were like, absolutely, no problem at all. This would be great. And when we pitched it to Anthony, he got super uncomfortable. And it wasn't that he wouldn't normally walk into the sub shop and order the smoothie and yuck it up with the people. He got uncomfortable because there would be cameras there and a boom mic there and the spectacle that we were going to bring with us. And he was afraid that there would be this perception that Anthony Rizzo had gotten too big for Parkland, Florida. Look at him rolling into the sub shop with these cameras. And that's something he is really adamant about. No matter where he goes, no matter who he's with, he's no better than any other person in that room, in that environment. And that's something we really wanted to convey with our feature on Anthony.
Jen, you were in Chicago when Anthony got here. You've covered that team and covered him before. We know the story of him and cancer. What did you learn new from spending time with him about that struggle?
I think it was how he approached cancer, which was to say he was an 18-year-old kid. He was scared at the beginning, but he ended up being strong for his family, who was absolutely going crazy scared around him. And just the way that he would listen to his doctor's orders, but also would still try to be a kid. And he told us that that was something he learned from, as the story goes, John Lester, who said, look, you're going to have all of these people telling you what to do and how to behave and how to act and what you shouldn't be doing. Lester reminded him to still be a kid. And so Anthony told us that there were days where he wasn't supposed to be out in the sun, but he'd throw a hat on and like 107 sunscreen and go hang out at the beach with his friends because he didn't want to miss out on those opportunities. And I think that's where it comes back to, no matter what the situation that Anthony Rizzo is in, he just wants to be Anthony. Whether he's a cancer patient, he just wants to be treated like Anthony Rizzo. Whether he's a World Series champion, he just wants to be treated like Anthony. And I think he's doing a pretty good job of maintaining that center.
For the people who didn't see the piece, I did, and I thought the story of his father taping him to the wall so he wouldn't turn his head and firing baseballs at his catcher's mask was interesting. But he actually said in a way that, you know, he wasn't going to steer him or push him, but if that was the choice that he was going to make, he was going to push him as hard as he possibly could. What was that relationship like? Because it's always tough when your dad is coaching you and your dad is the guy that's giving you those tools, getting you ready for you to be better at your craft. But how was that relationship from what you saw? Like, were there the normal bumps and bruises that dads and sons go through, or was it a different kind of vibe because of the baseball component?
You know, Jason and Lawrence, you guys have been around sports for so long. You know how it is. A lot of times the kids who end up having success at a sport are the kids who have that innate love for the sport. It doesn't come from dad dragging them out to the batting cage. It doesn't come from mom driving them to the 5 a.m. practices. They want to be out there. And from everyone we talk to, That describes Anthony Rizzo. This wasn't his dad being like, come on, you got to get out there and you got to take 100 hacks a day. No, Anthony wanted to be outside. And that came from that same drive that we demonstrated when he was 3 years old. And, of course, he had an older brother, and I think you see that dynamic a lot with successful athletes. They have an older brother who they're trying to emulate and oftentimes beat, but who stayed on his bike until he mastered the bike at three. His mom told us a story about how someone bet him he couldn't do the Macarena on a pogo stick, and he stayed out in the driveway until he could do the Macarena, hand movements and all, while bouncing on a pogo stick. I mean, it's an absurd accomplishment, but it just goes to show he had that innate drive. He wanted to be successful at whatever he was doing, and mom and dad were just there to cultivate that desire and that passion. They weren't pushing it. I think if Anthony Rizzo had said to them, guys, I'm over this, you know, I want to take up archery, they would have followed suit and helped him to succeed as best they could in archery. It's just the type of family dynamic I saw when I was down there.
I retweeted the feature, so you can check it out on my Twitter account, at Lawrence W. Holmes, or Jen's, Jen Lada, L-A-D-A. You've been here, and now you're looking at this Cubs thing from the outside in. What's it like?
Well, there's a lot of hatred, I'm not going to lie. you know, you tell people you're a Cubs fan now and they kind of roll their eyes a little bit like, oh, yeah, I bet you are, as of 365 days ago. But so the skepticism is real, friends. Let me just tell you that, being outside of the Chicagoland area. But I do think that this is a team, again, not telling you guys anything you don't know, that is built for success for the long haul. One of the youngest teams in the league, with the exception of the rotation, of course. The bullpen is better this year. Yes, there are questions about what Kyle Schwarber can do in the outfield as an everyday position player, but I think that the sheen hasn't worn off with this team. You obviously can't wager, you know, injuries. You don't know if injuries are going to crop up at any point, and that could decimate a team. I do think that there are some contenders out there. Obviously, the Indians are a team you have to talk about. You got to talk about the Boston Red Sox as well. But, you know, as when you look at this team on paper and you look at the 103-win season and you look at the way that the division is kind of shaken out, it does look like this is a team that will be playing October baseball yet again. And just one other note, Lawrence, you mentioned that you tweeted the feature. Thank you so much for that. We had so much content from Anthony Rizzo that we have put together a 30-minute SC feature that is going to debut this Saturday on ESPN2. It's sometime in the afternoon, so set your DVRs if you wanted. We've got the story of him being taped to the fence again, but we've actually got a bunch more stories that we learned from his hometown, a little bit more all-access in Chicago from when we were there for Cubs Fest in January, and some other you know, him in the pool, him on the golf course, him at the beach, things like that. So I think that Cubs fans are going to love seeing even more inside Anthony Rizzo's world.
Jen, thanks for your time. I know you got to talk to some kids at Marquette. We appreciate you jumping on with us, and we hopefully we'll get an opportunity to do it again soon.
Oh, thanks, guys. And remember, it's Jen Big Time at ESPN.
And that's with a Y, too. T-Y-M-E, because you're cool like that. Be easy, Jen. We'll talk to you.
Jen Latta of ESPN, our friend. It's nice, and she gives us a visit. She was out. I saw her at Cubs convention, and it was cool to see her there. The Chicago baseball game day schedule is presented by Presence Health. The Cubs are off tonight. They take on the Dodgers tomorrow. The White Sox, they play in Cleveland. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule, brought to you by Presence Health. Stuffy nose, fever, it could be allergies or the flu. At Presence Health, you can schedule same-day appointments so you'll get quick results. Make an appointment today at presencehealth.org/findadoc. And speaking of those Dodgers, we'll talk with their play-by-play man, Joe Davis, next here on The Score.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow. The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Monday on CBS is getting brighter with two broke girls.
Sometimes the universe just gives you a gift.
Caroline and Max.
I'll go get you the wine list.
Don't get excited. That's just a list of everything Caroline's whined about in the last year.
Two girls.
We'll be together way past when we should be.
That's just how we roll.
Two broke.
We don't have grooming money. I'm still cutting my hair with a sword.
And too funny.
Two scrappy girls with so little you can't help but love them. I hate them already.
Two broke girls. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This week on